Have you ever felt hurt or betrayed by someone you trusted? It happens to all of us. Trust is important, but placing too much trust in the wrong hands can lead to pain. Today, we'll explore why trusting others too much can be risky. Do you sometimes trust people quickly, only to regret it later? You're not alone. Many of us make the mistake of giving our trust too easily. But how can we avoid getting hurt? That's exactly what we're here to talk about. Think about a time when you trusted someone completely and they let you down. How did it feel? Painful, right? This video will show you how to protect yourself from these situations by being careful with who you trust. Let me tell you a simple story. Imagine a friend borrowing something precious from you, promising to return it soon. But days go by and they never give it back. You trusted them, but now you feel disappointed. This is just one example of how too much trust can lead to frustration. Welcome to Stoic Journey. In this video, we'll dive deep into the concept of trust and how to be wise with it. Stick with us, and by the end, you'll have the tools to protect yourself from unnecessary heartbreak. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Let's aim for 100 likes on this video as we bring you valuable advice from the world of Stoicism. Trusting too much can make you vulnerable. The Stoics believed that wisdom is key in all relationships. Being too trusting can leave you open to betrayal, which can deeply hurt you. It's time to be smart about whom we let into our inner circle. Betrayal is a heavy burden to bear. When you trust without caution, you might find yourself heartbroken by people who don't have your best interests at heart. But by practicing discernment, you can avoid this pain. The Stoics teach us that trust should be earned, not given freely. They advise us to take time and observe people before allowing them into our most personal spaces. This careful approach will save you from unnecessary emotional damage. Trust is powerful, but it should never be blind. When we trust others blindly, we ignore warning signs. The Stoics remind us to stay alert and be aware of red flags before committing our trust to anyone. Wisdom and caution go hand in hand. The Stoics believed that trust, once broken, can harm us deeply. That's why it's so important to practice discernment and not give your trust away to just anyone. Have you ever felt overwhelmed because you trusted someone too quickly? When we let our guard down too soon, we allow others to take advantage of our kindness. That's why we need to be mindful about where we place our trust. Imagine your personal space as a castle. You wouldn't let just anyone inside, right? Trust works the same way. The Stoics encourage us to build strong walls around our hearts and only let people in when we're sure they deserve it. The Stoics also teach us to maintain a balanced approach to trust. It's okay to trust others, but don't give away all your trust at once. Keep some for yourself so you're never left empty when things go wrong. Trusting too much can also blur your personal boundaries. When you trust someone without limits, they may start crossing lines, making you feel uncomfortable. Setting boundaries is crucial to protect your well-being. The Stoics believed in self-control. By controlling how much trust we give, we also control how much power others have over us. Too much trust can lead to people invading our personal space and taking advantage of our generosity. Don't let misplaced trust drain your energy. When you give too much, you might feel exhausted and drained. The Stoics remind us to conserve our emotional energy by being selective with whom we share our trust. You don't need to give away your trust to feel valued. True respect comes from people who earn your trust through their actions, not just words. The Stoics encourage us to watch what people do, not just what they say. Think of trust as a delicate plant. It needs care, patience, and attention. The Stoics believed in giving trust little by little, nurturing it only when the other person shows they're worthy. Trust doesn't mean letting go of your caution. It's okay to trust, but always keep a part of yourself guarded. The Stoics teach us to balance trust with wisdom, making sure we never lose ourselves in the process. In the end, trust should bring peace, not pain. By being careful and discerning with whom we trust, we can protect our emotional well-being. Let's practice Stoicism by being wise with our trust and enjoying stronger, healthier relationships. Recognizing vulnerability, how trust leads to betrayal. Have you ever been let down by someone you trusted completely? It hurts, doesn't it? When we trust too much, we make ourselves vulnerable to betrayal. Imagine sharing your secrets with someone, only for them to use it against you. Trust can be a gift, but sometimes it opens the door to pain and disappointment. Stoicism teaches us to be cautious. Instead of blindly trusting others, we must learn to protect our hearts. It's not about shutting people out, but about being wise with whom we trust. Betrayal doesn't always come from enemies. In fact, it often comes from those we consider closest. This is why learning to trust wisely is so important. Have you ever noticed how people can change? Someone who was once your friend might turn into someone you don't recognize. The more trust you give, the more you can lose when that trust is broken. Stoics remind us that we cannot control the actions of others. But what we can control is how we approach trust. By being careful, we can protect ourselves from unnecessary hurt. When we trust too much, we risk becoming blind to warning signs. We overlook the little things, thinking that people will always have our best interests in mind. But life shows us that this isn't always true. We have all heard stories of friends, family members, or coworkers who betrayed someone's trust. It happens more than we think. That's why being selective with trust is key. Imagine walking through a storm without an umbrella. Trusting someone without caution is like leaving yourself wide open to the rain. The storm may not come, but if it does, you're unprotected. Stoicism encourages us to think before we trust. To pause and ask, is this person worthy of my trust? Will they honor it? Or will they betray it? Betrayal often comes when we least expect it. Someone may smile in our face but speak behind our back. If we aren't cautious, we might never see it coming. Protecting yourself doesn't mean you stop trusting people altogether. It means you build trust slowly, piece by piece, ensuring that it's solid and real. When you trust someone, you give them power over you. They can lift you up or they can break you down. Stoicism teaches us to be mindful of who we hand that power to. Don't rush into trusting someone just because they seem kind or supportive. Give it time. Let their actions speak louder than their words. We often want to believe that people are good and honest. But Stoicism reminds us to prepare for the worst. If betrayal comes, we are not left broken. By trusting carefully, we give ourselves the space to heal quickly, even if we are let down. It's about balance, trusting without becoming too vulnerable. The pain of betrayal is deep, but Stoicism offers us a way out. It teaches us not to be controlled by the actions of others. We must be strong, wise, and aware. Think about how different your life would be if you trusted only those who truly deserved it. Fewer heartbreaks, fewer disappointments, and more peace of mind. The Stoics believe in building strong, reliable relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. This is where trust thrives, when it's earned and not given away too easily. As you move forward in life, remember to protect your trust. Be discerning, be mindful, and most importantly, be true to yourself. Your peace is too valuable to risk. The importance of boundaries, safeguarding your well-being. In life, boundaries are essential. They help us protect our time, energy, and emotions. Without boundaries, we can easily feel overwhelmed by others. Do you ever feel like people are taking too much from you? Maybe you've given too much of your trust and now feel drained. That's because healthy boundaries weren't set. Boundaries are like invisible walls that tell others what is okay and what is not. They show where your comfort zone ends and where others should stop. When we trust people too easily, we may not realize how often our boundaries are crossed. You might start doing things you never wanted to, just to keep the peace. Stoicism teaches us that boundaries are key to our inner peace. By setting them, we avoid unnecessary stress and focus on what really matters to us. Think about a time when someone made you feel uncomfortable. Maybe they took up too much of your time or asked too much of you. Did you set a boundary? Or did you just let it happen? Setting boundaries isn't always easy, but it's necessary. It's not about pushing people away. It's about protecting yourself from being overwhelmed. When you trust others too quickly, they might take advantage of your kindness. That's when the feeling of being used starts creeping in. This is why boundaries are so important. Boundaries protect us from feeling resentful. When we don't have them, we may agree to things we don't want to do, and that builds up frustration over time. You have the right to say no. You don't have to be available for everyone all the time. Saying no doesn't make you selfish, it makes you wise. Trust should be earned, not given freely. When you trust someone, it doesn't mean they have the right to overstep your boundaries. Be firm and clear about what you are comfortable with. When others know you have boundaries, they will respect you more. They understand that your time and energy are valuable, and they won't take advantage of your trust. Stoicism teaches us to control what we can and let go of the rest. You can control your boundaries. You can't control how others react, but you can control how you respond. If someone crosses your boundary and makes you uncomfortable, it's okay to remind them of it. Don't feel guilty for protecting yourself. Your peace is your responsibility. In relationships, clear boundaries lead to respect. If you don't set limits, people will unknowingly take advantage of you. Boundaries ensure that both sides know what is acceptable. When we don't have boundaries, we might feel like we are losing ourselves. Others' needs and wants become more important than our own. This can lead to burnout and stress. Setting boundaries is like drawing a line in the sand. You decide what crosses that line and what stays on the other side. It's a way of saying, "This is who I am, and this is what I value." When you establish boundaries, you also teach others how to treat you. People learn what you will and won't tolerate, making your relationships healthier and stronger. By creating boundaries, you show others that you respect yourself. When you respect yourself, others will too. It's one of the greatest forms of self-care. In the end, boundaries allow you to live a life of balance and control. They help you manage trust wisely and prevent you from giving too much of yourself. So, safeguard your well-being by setting them today. Avoiding exploitation, the risk of blind trust. Have you ever felt like someone took advantage of your kindness? Trusting too much can leave you vulnerable to people who only want to use you for their gain. Today, we'll explore how Stoicism can help protect you from exploitation. Imagine this: you lend someone money, but they never pay you back. You trusted them, but they took advantage of that trust. Stoicism teaches us to be cautious with trust and to rely more on ourselves than others. Why is blind trust dangerous? It's because people can see your trust as an easy way to manipulate you. They might not have your best interests in mind, and that's where the danger lies. When we trust others without thinking, we risk being exploited. Stoicism reminds us to remain strong and not let our goodwill be taken for granted. Be mindful of who you trust so you don't fall victim to selfish intentions. Think of trust as a door. You don't let just anyone walk through it. You choose who to open the door for, and Stoicism helps us decide when to keep it closed. It's okay to be kind, but Stoicism encourages us to combine kindness with wisdom. Not everyone who seems nice is truly good for us. We must be careful where we place our trust. People may sometimes exploit your trust for emotional, financial, or even personal gain, but you can protect yourself by learning how to read their intentions better. Stoics believed in self-reliance. This doesn't mean we shouldn't trust anyone, but it teaches us to trust ourselves first. When we're strong on our own, others can't easily take advantage of us. Have you ever said yes to a favor, then regretted it? That's often because we feel obligated to trust people who don't deserve it. Stoicism teaches us to pause before agreeing, so we don't end up feeling used. Just like a fortress guards against attacks, your mind must guard against exploitation. Not everyone deserves your trust, and it's important to protect yourself from those who might misuse it. The Stoics believed in clear thinking and emotional control. If we control our emotions, we can prevent others from manipulating us through guilt or pressure. Every time we trust too easily, we risk losing our peace of mind. Stoicism shows us that by being careful with trust, we maintain our inner calm and protect ourselves from unnecessary stress. It's easy to be swept away by sweet words or promises. But Stoicism teaches us to see beyond those words and focus on actions. Actions are the true test of trustworthiness. Trust should be earned, not freely given. The more cautious we are with our trust, the less likely we are to be exploited. Stoicism helps us keep this balance in check. Being wise about trust isn't about becoming cold or distant. It's about knowing when to protect yourself and when to open up. Stoicism gives us the tools to make these decisions wisely. Have you ever heard the saying, "Once bitten, twice shy"? Stoicism teaches us to learn from our experiences. If someone has taken advantage of your trust before, be careful not to let it happen again. By trusting ourselves more and others less, we become stronger. Stoicism encourages self-reliance, which means we don't have to depend on others as much. This way, we become less vulnerable. Exploitation often happens when we trust without thinking. Stoicism reminds us to slow down and think critically before trusting anyone, so we can protect ourselves. The Stoics believed in resilience. Even if someone has taken advantage of you before, you can recover and grow stronger. Learn from the experience and guard your trust wisely moving forward. In the end, trust is a valuable gift, and Stoicism helps us decide who is worthy of receiving it. By being cautious and thoughtful, we protect ourselves from exploitation and live a more peaceful life. Managing expectations, trust without. Trusting others is natural, but sometimes it can lead to disappointment. Have you ever trusted someone deeply and felt let down? We all have. It's hard when things don't go as we expect. 2. What if I told you that managing your expectations could save you from a lot of pain? Stoicism teaches us that lowering our expectations from others helps us avoid unnecessary heartbreak. 3. Think about it. How often do we expect others to do exactly what we would do in their place? But the truth is, people are different. Their actions won't always match our hopes. For when we expect too much from others, we set ourselves up for frustration. Imagine building a beautiful tower of trust, only to see it crumble when people fall short. It doesn't feel good, right? 5. But here's the good news. You have the power to protect yourself from that disappointment. By learning to manage your expectations, you can keep your peace of mind even when others don't act as you hoped. 6. Stoicism teaches us that people are flawed and imperfect. We are all human, which means mistakes will happen. Expecting perfection from others is like expecting the sun to shine every day. It's just not possible. 7. When we stop expecting others to be perfect, we become more forgiving. We start to understand that they are doing their best just like we are. This simple mindset shift can bring so much peace into your life. Now, you might wonder, should I stop trusting people altogether? Absolutely not. Trust is important, but it's about finding balance. Trust, but don't expect perfection. 9. When you lower your expectations, you actually enjoy your relationships more. Why? Because you're no longer focusing on what people should do. Instead, you appreciate them for who they are, flaws and all. 10. Imagine going into every relationship or situation with an open mind, without expecting anything specific in return. You'd feel more relaxed, more free, and much less stressed. Doesn't that sound amazing? 11. Letting go of high expectations doesn't mean settling for less. It means understanding that everyone is human, including you. It's about freeing yourself from the trap of constant disappointment. 12. Stoicism reminds us that we can't control others, but we can control how we react. When someone lets you down, instead of feeling crushed, you can remind yourself, "I didn't expect them to be perfect anyway." 13. This mindset makes life so much easier. Instead of being weighed down by frustration or sadness, you feel lighter, calmer, and more in control. You stop giving others the power to ruin your mood. 14. Managing expectations also means recognizing the good in others. When you aren't focused on their flaws, you start to see their strengths. You notice the small acts of kindness that might have been overshadowed by disappointment before. 15. Stoicism teaches us that life is unpredictable. People will surprise you, sometimes in good ways, sometimes in bad. But when you expect less, you can handle those surprises without losing your peace of mind. 16. The key to happiness is in your hands. It's about finding balance in your trust. Trust others, but don't expect them to always do what you think is right. This keeps your relationship strong and your heart protected. 17. When you manage your expectations, you avoid feeling let down by the actions of others. You also become more resilient and emotionally strong, ready to face whatever comes your way without being shaken. Teen. So the next time someone lets you down, take a deep breath. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. By accepting this, you protect yourself from unnecessary emotional pain. 19. Imagine a life where disappointment doesn't weigh you down. Where you can trust people, but not feel hurt when things don't go as planned. This is the life Stoicism offers, and it starts with managing your expectations. 20. As you embrace the Stoic mindset, remember, you are in control of your peace. By managing your expectations, you protect your heart from disappointment and keep your trust in balance. This is the true power of Stoicism. Staying vigilant, the importance of discernment in trust. Trust is important, but it's equally important to stay alert and discerning. Sometimes, people might seem trustworthy but can end up causing problems. It's crucial to watch for signs that might indicate trouble. Imagine you're in a new friendship. Everything seems perfect, but suddenly you start noticing small things that don't add up. These might be red flags that something is off. Paying attention to these signs can save you from future trouble. Trusting someone doesn't mean you should ignore your instincts. If something feels wrong, it's worth taking a step back to evaluate the situation. Your gut feelings can often sense things that your mind might overlook. Being vigilant means not letting your guard down too quickly. Even if someone seems nice and reliable, it's wise to observe their actions over time. People can change, and circumstances can reveal hidden truths. For example, if someone constantly breaks promises, it might be a sign that they're not as trustworthy as they seem. Don't ignore these patterns. They can help you make better decisions about who to trust. Being aware of red flags can prevent you from being hurt. Look for inconsistencies in what people say and do. If there's a mismatch between their words and actions, it could indicate that they're not being entirely honest. It's also important to listen to the advice of others who might see things from a different perspective. Sometimes friends or family members might notice things that you miss. Their insights can be valuable in assessing trustworthiness. Staying vigilant means regularly checking in with yourself about how you feel in a relationship. If you're feeling uneasy or pressured, it might be time to reevaluate your trust levels. Trust should be built over time, not given away too quickly. Allow relationships to develop naturally and don't rush into deep trust until you're confident in the other person's reliability. Remember that it's okay to question people's intentions. Healthy skepticism can protect you from potential harm. It doesn't mean you're being unkind. It means you're being cautious and wise. Sometimes, people might show themselves to be untrustworthy after you've given them your trust. If this happens, don't be discouraged. Use it as a lesson to be more discerning in the future. Trust should be earned, not automatically given. As you get to know someone, observe how they handle situations and how they treat others. This can give you clues about their character. If you notice any red flags, don't ignore them. Address your concerns openly and honestly. If someone is genuinely trustworthy, they will understand and respect your need for clarity. Your trust is valuable. Don't waste it on people who don't deserve it. It's better to be careful and build trust slowly with those who show themselves to be reliable and consistent. Regularly reflect on your experiences and relationships. If you've faced problems in the past due to misplaced trust, think about what you can learn from those experiences to avoid similar issues in the future. Trust is a balance between openness and caution. It's about giving people a chance while also protecting yourself from potential harm. Finding this balance can help you maintain healthy and positive relationships. Don't be afraid to set boundaries if you feel someone is overstepping. Clear boundaries can help maintain trust and ensure that your relationships remain respectful and balanced. Staying vigilant also involves educating yourself about common signs of untrustworthy behavior. Knowledge can empower you to make better decisions and avoid falling for deceit. Trust is a journey, not a destination. Keep learning and growing from your experiences. Each relationship teaches you something new about trust and how to handle it wisely. To wrap up, remember that staying vigilant and discerning is a key part of maintaining healthy relationships. Trust is essential, but it's important to be cautious and aware to protect yourself from potential harm.